Fitz.
Mr. Fitz is not here. Next individual, please.
625, request of Paul Watts, Graffiti Removal Services, to address council regarding progress report on graffiti removal program.
Thank you for being here today.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, council.
My name is Paul Watts. I own and operate Graffiti Removal Services in Portland, Oregon. We're the winning contractor for the mayor's new proactive approach on graffiti removal. I know it's a little unorthodox for maybe a contractor to come in and kind of give you an update, but I thought it was a good idea to kind of let you know how the year's going so far. Made a couple of presentations. Don't know if you have those in front of you, but just kind of wanted to give you a quick rundown on what we've done this year so far compared to previous years on the new program. A track it count for our track it, the track it system for the city of Portland is a work order system. We've done approximately on the new contract 2,900 track it's compared to 686 last year. It's a huge increase from going out and actively going out there looking for graffiti, identifying it, talking to the property owner, the business owner, and then abating it at the same time. We've done approximately 154,714 square feet of graffiti removal compared to last year's 68,000. So in these areas, we have about 50 routes within the city that we're covering. We're out there every day. I think one of the big things that we're doing now on these routes, what we're finding out is not only is it a public service announcement that the city is doing this, but our people are out there actively engaging the community, talking to business owners, talking to property owners, talking to artists, and telling them about the program, involving them, getting waivers signed on their property so we can come out there and abate the graffiti in a timely manner. With the new system in place, what we've actually been able to do is cut cost on what was being charged on the old system. So now our trucks are out there in the field. They're loaded up with all our products, the pressure washer, paint, material, supplies, and we can go from property to property and remove it instantly. So on the course of up to date right now, we've saved the city $213,800 on this new program. Almost about 88% compared to the last year's, if we were to do this off the old contract from last year. Yes.
I'll stop the time. Could you explain that statement? How is that savings generated?
So the savings from years ago, the city had another contract in place that the contract was on a square foot price that we would remove. So we had a special price for a painted area. We had a special price for brick, stone, masonry. And all those tier prices were different. And so that kind of increased the cost a little bit. Under this new contract, we're able to actually remove everything, brick, stone, masonry, paint, wood fences, things like that, under one set cost.
Right. Thank you.
So it's actually given us that savings to the city. One of the things that I think a lot of people don't understand, it's just because I'm in the graffiti abatement world and I remove graffiti, that we're not for art or not for murals out there. One of the things that I think we've really seen in this new program is we've been able to engage muralists, the Portland Street Art Alliance, and some other people out there, and actually training them how to help protect their murals and save their murals out there. With this new program, we're actually also able to remove graffiti off some of the murals that the property owners have said, yes, paint a mural on my building. And then there's usually a 5-year variance in there that they have to take care of that mural. We're actually able to go out there, and once those murals get graffitied or get hit, we're able to take care of it for them. So the community engagement with the program is huge, and it's very, very successful. With the direction from Juliette Miracchioli for ONI, she's given us really good leadership to go out there and really develop this program. Now, I travel the country and I train cities, municipalities, parks and rec, transit authorities on graffiti abatement. And I can tell you that the city of Portland, this is the only city that I know of that has a proactive contractor going out there looking for graffiti and abating it and getting rid of it. No other city really has that. They have city work orders that come in and then they go out and do it. But as we're out there walking throughout the city, we're seeing the incidental tagging, light poles, small tagging on concrete and stone. they're actually going away. They're not coming back. We see the problem properties, and those will always be out there, like the abandoned properties and things like that. But through our experience, we're actually seeing graffiti decrease in those times. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on that, if there's any questions you may have. But it's been a huge success, and I want to give props to the mayor and to Oney that we can continue this program and keep the graffiti out of Portland.
Thank you. I think there may be a couple of questions, Commissioner Gale.
Thank you, Mr. Watts, for your comments. I want to give credit where credit's due, and that this approach was actually recommended by Juliet and implemented by Interim Director Dave Austin with the full support of the mayor. As you know, Oney is in my portfolio, and it's also important to me that we have an enlightened approach to street art and graffiti.
Yes.
So graffiti cleanup is a priority of the mayor, and he has amply funded it, and I'm really glad to hear we are making the best use of those dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to add my thanks. Yeah. I think this is great. You're doing terrific work,
and you're
bringing good value for the taxpayers of Portland as well. This is a hugely important issue, and we hear about it in our office
every single day. Yes.
And I'm really glad you're out there on the front lines and working with us, and we appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz.
Do we have the detail back in the police officer ranks that we have assigned officers to graffiti abatement?
So that is a call on the part of the police chief, and I don't know what the final decision she's made now that we've improved or expanded the staffing capacity.
Yeah, I know that the council specifically funded the graffiti officers, so I think that's the other piece to the
puzzle. Good. And we'll work right in line with them on whatever information they need from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mayor,
Commissioner Fish, sorry.
Carla, I just wanted to tell you I got a text from Mr. Fitz. Our technology is so great here. And he sends his regrets. He had a personal conflict, and he will be rescheduling.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Have any items been pulled from